Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Again, I'm Jesse Shadoose, and always next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here,
Kamala Dash.
And we're here with a very special friend. He's a good friend of ours, comedian Jason Hinson.
Woo!
Hey!
Welcome. Welcome.
Well, how is everybody doing in the pandemic? Are we all right?
It's the final countdown.
I know I was fine before this visit.
Listen, we're sure not. We're not exactly social distancing right now.
It takes 2 weeks for you know, you to show signs of infection.
Yeah.
So I'll find out.
What? You know,
you'll find out. You'll find out.
I guess I'll find out in 3 weeks.
I'm pretty sure I'm asymptomatic for everything. I probably have so much shit, I wouldn't even know. Anyway. Oh, you want to hear
something? You're rolling the dice like you're playing a game of D&D.
Oh, listen, man. I'm rolling for initiative. Hey,
listen, I sincerely hope you're rolling 20, sir.
Yeah, D20.
I'm
hoping the corona fucking...
What?
No, I don't know if it was a lot of corona.
Yeah.
No.
No, I was not here.
I didn't know, man.
Hey, it's my first time here.
That's going in.
Are you fucking kidding me? Not allowed to
I was just
going to
say,
dude,
the corona.
Our last episode was called the Jap Whisperer.
Oh, then fuck off.
Are you serious?
I hope the corona is true to its word and cures fucking penis psoriasis.
He stopped. Oh my gosh.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Sentence, looked at you and was like, I don't know.
I was talking to another comedian friend of ours, and you know who I'm talking about, Alex.
What? Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Some sense of anonymity.
I don't give a shit.
Studies be like, Alex.
Are you kidding me? With his fucking ego, he'll be happy to hear his name. He'll be like, oh, they're talking about
me. They're talking about me.
It can be negative, it can be positive. He's like, it's all good.
No news is bad news.
So anyways, so he's telling me, I'm like, dude, you know, because he's telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm about to go fuck this side piece I got. And I was like, dude, all you have are side pieces.
There's like, no main.
I was like, aren't you worried about the corona? Main. And he's like, look, I think I'm immune. And I was like, what? He's like, I got the STD resistant blood. And I was like, okay, but how does that help you with corona? He's like, helps me with every virus.
And fucking Alex, him saying side piece implies that he has a chicken breast sitting over here. He's green beans, coleslaw, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes. There's no main course, dude.
Dude, he tells me the other day he's going to be a swinger.
Oh, boy.
He found a swinger's club with a bunch of, like, he's like, we got 30 people to do it, and we've never had an incident. I'm like, dude, you're the incident.
He is the incident. Hey, but I'll tell you what, he gets player of the year, though. Alex is the only dude that I know that can have... two side pieces,
dude,
go pick up a third side piece and bring him to a show.
He is
to round our crowd off to 10.
I love the man. He's his own urban legend. Like, he's fucking... He sells dick pills with his comedian brand on it.
No, I'll tell you what.
We gotta have Alex in here because...
Yes. Yes.
We should get him with Jason. We should get this whole thing, all four of us in here for a pod. Because... Dude, his life, I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it's so fucking extraordinary, and I just blew up his spot like 10 waves of Sunday. I put a nuke on his spot.
He's a busy
man. He tells everybody.
I love Alex to death.
I do, too.
And I can't do impersonations at all, but I did practice one about Alex, and this is my impersonation of Alex's set. Hold on a minute. I'm going to wrap this up. Hey, I sell weed. That's it. But for some reason, for some odd reason, it takes like an hour and 37 minutes for him as an opener to get that point across.
He's in the organic potato business, okay? We can't put this on the internet. He's going to hear that and go, what?
But look, like, besides loving Alex, like you two dudes, I love you two dudes of that bit, like, Kamal is, you know, besides him just touching the back of my hand, I feel blessed by him doing that.
Hold on, real quick, I would like to give you props on having the outfit that any black man would be proud to rock.
Thank you. You were wearing
a straight red outfit, and to pull that off, even with the red shoes,
on the shirt and the shoes.
That is not a typical white boy maneuver, and I give you props.
You got the white, the gray, the black, the red. My only beef is the shirt
from Walmart that says get over
it. Hey, you know what I mean? I figured spend $7 at Walmart and pay $15
You look like a human stop sign that disappointed a woman. Like, yeah, get over it.
Hey, women love to stop here, dude.
For a minute.
I'm the greatest fucking boyfriend in the world for like the first 6 months. Hey,
how many women did a rolling stop?
Take it where you can get it. I feel bad for the women that actually put it in park for a while.
So you were gonna say something about us?
No, it was, I mean, like, I love you guys to death, man. And like, even though that every store we went into today, you had a goddamn mask on. Kamal used to fucking hug me every time he seen me. Now I gotta air fist bump him from 10 feet away and shit. But the thing is, I was thinking about this with this corona shit, right?
Right.
And I used to be the type of person that would just go negative. I had a negative reaction, approach, and thoughts towards everything.
Okay.
But I found a way to flip this into a positive for me. Is like, all right, from around, I'd say this approach in my life at like 2007.
Okay.
Is when I first heard the story about the Mayan calendar and the world's going to end at 12/21/12.
Dude. Oh, boy.
So that, look, so that was my excuse.
Well, we're good.
But
yeah.
So,
oh,
what?
21/12.
Yeah, like 12/21/12.
Oh, 12/21/12.
Yeah,
so the 21st of the
year. Yeah, 12/21/12.
Not the,
and
not
the world
31st
when
everybody's partying, but the fucking 21st.
Or pottering.
Pottering.
You know what I mean? You never know. Some people like to make pots on fucking
Sometimes
things.
I throw clay.
they want
to do what they love on their way out.
Right. But that was my excuse to not be a responsible adult. I'm like, Jason, why aren't you responsible? Why don't you have a real job instead of being a comedian? The world's going to end on 12/21/12. Then when John Cusack's movie came out, in what, 2011 or 2010, whenever it was, I was like, see, this solidifies my irresponsibility, right?
I told you guys.
But then 12/21/12 hit, world didn't end. Now everybody looked at me, now you better get a goddamn job. So instead of being negative, so for the past 7 years, I've been coming up with just all horse shit, right? Now, COVID-19, boom! That's the golden horseshoe in my ass. Now, why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you doing anything responsible with your life? Man, I can't leave the house. You want me to go get a fucking job and you want me to catch corona and die? I hope this shit lasts for like 7 years.
Dude, you were the guy in 1999 with bad credit that hoped Y2K.
No, my mother, all the computers are going down.
My mother
is the one that instilled this fucking lesson in my life, dude. Look, it was like 3 months before fucking Y2K shit was supposed to hit.
Yeah.
My mom's cupboards are always bare. If you go in the fridge to buy something, shit's like 3 years expired. I'm like, how the fuck does jelly expire? You know what I mean? It was like fucking 1992. It's fucking, you know what I mean, 99. But anyways, fucking my mom in her basement had like 4 50-gallon drums of tomato soup. And fucking like 87 cases of water. She was like, I'm ready for Y2K. I was like, what the fuck is tomato soup?
Hey,
in case of
hey, tomato soup is fucking useless when you run out of bread and cheese. Okay? Because if I can't have a grilled cheese sandwich with my tomato soup,
right,
I'll fucking starve.
How
I'm
dare
not just gonna
that's
eat
the only way
tomato soup.
That's the only way you can make that palatable.
Dude, I would
just and he has to do this in a napkin.
I would literally pour it hot over fucking spaghetti before I ate it by itself.
Oh, that's the poor man's fucking spaghetti
that's
right
ketchup.
There.
Ketchup.
No, tomato soup over noodles? That's fucking, that's a hot meal. You ever fucking put a lighter to a Slim Jim? That was steak in my neighborhood.
Whoa. You know, dude, you... When I used to come home from school, okay, let me tell you something. My grandmother was a vegetarian because she was, I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. It's like diet Jew, right? Same great dogma without all the filling.
Diet Jew.
Yeah, because, well, we can't do shit from sundown Friday till sundown Saturday. You can't watch cartoons. And I was like, dude, I was like,
you couldn't watch Saturday morning cartoons?
You couldn't do anything worldly. And I was like, Jesus can eat a dick. Thundercats is on.
No! What does that mean? What does worldly mean?
I'm fucking not missing TMNT for this shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, that shows our fucking age difference.
Cobra Commander could beat the G.I. Joes and I would miss it. Fuck
we
you.
We wouldn't leave the house. Until Mad Max. Until Mighty Max was over. I don't know what time that shit came on.
Wait, what was
but we left the house
Mighty Max
to
was
take
that
school.
Robot that the guy
no,
got
no,
into?
No, it was the male answer to Polly Pocket.
Okay,
he
so
had,
now I have to go to
he
step
little,
further
he
with
he
the
had little
fucking
adventures in these little unfoldable.
Oh. Yeah, it was the counter to Polly in my pocket. They even sold the toys where he had the little fucking...
No, but you're thinking of pussy in your pocket. I think he's...
That's nice. Even sadder.
Polly, it wasn't called Polly in my pocket, was it?
My ex-girlfriend bought me one of those fucking pocket pussies, and not like a good one, not like a fucking, not fucking Fleshlight or anything. She got me that fucking, like, it's the introductory pocket pussy. It's like just the latex. And you have to squeeze it tight to make it work? Dude, listen, I've only used that thing like three times.
Refund
I was like, do you know how fucking much shame you
it
have?
It didn't even make Q better.
Do you know how much
anymore.
Shame you have when your jizz leaks out the bottom of it because you forget to hold it up afterwards? And you walk to the fucking toilet to drain it in there? Like some fucking sick plant that hangs from a cave. Like, what are you doing? Dude. Like a sea urchin. You're just squeezing it out.
I've never actually used.
Then you have to turn it inside out and wash it. That is too many
turn
steps.
It inside out.
You have to.
Listen.
You can't just run like hot water.
Anything
that you can
the
invert.
The shame that sets in 10 seconds after. You're looking at that
dude.
Thing chock full
of I'm looking at my limp dick in a limp noodle that's leaking my own jizz.
I don't care how good something feels on my dick. If I can't ball it up and throw it in the garbage 3 seconds after I'm done.
Autonomous.
He wants the sex
artificial
robot.
Intelligence.
Dude,
artificial
this motherfucker saw that movie AI.
Oh,
like, when?
Have you seen some of the fucking documentaries they put out with these dudes that are doing them? They look like they got fucking Down syndrome and shit. Like,
I
want to
what?
They look. Yeah, see? They look like fucking Sammy Davis Jr. fucking mouth.
Yeah,
I want to duck your dick. Like, what? What
like,
the fuck is
this?
Like,
I heard that.
Like, look, he's all for it.
Yeah, he's like, whoa.
Oh, they say that.
Whoa,
they say that.
Take it easy, stroke victim. Like, you know what I'm saying? Dude, have you seen how creepy those things look? It'd be like fucking a dead body that goes, give me Mark. Like, harder.
Oh,
dude, their
God.
Face.
Look, because they're speaking robotic doesn't mean they have
look,
no sense.
Call me when they get the Cherry 2000, okay?
You fucking desperate motherfucker.
Are you
call
one
me?
Of those robots that are not to be trusted
people? Call me. No, yes. but call me when they get to Cherry 2000, okay? That's when I'll be on board.
Oh, well, me
remember
too.
That fucking movie,
me
Cherry 2000?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Look, see, I've never had any personal experience with fucking pocket pussies or anything like that. But I remember when I came from Pittsburgh
to
Florida one time.
I don't have any experience with those. I have self-esteem.
I've had the fortunate fucking opportunities in my life to have real pussy.
They never made a toy that's as good as your hand, man.
Yeah.
Never.
I mean, you know, call me crazy, but I love real pussy.
I'm saying they've never made a toy though. Like, and you feel like a creep buying one as a dude, but women have a fucking pussy fucking menagerie.
Oh, dude, look,
now you dad. Countless toys that do different things.
My girl and I were in the adult store. They got a new one that sucks on their clit. It creates it's got a little fucking tube, and you stick it on the clit. You pull the little trigger, and it goes.
What is that for though? You know what I mean? Like, why not do it yourself? Like, that's what I want to be involved. I don't want to be the dude that turns the power on.
Hello, I'm not saying who doesn't prefer the actual thing. What I'm saying is.
I prefer the action.
Yes. What I'm saying is. The action?
No, here's the action.
The action.
I think you went there already.
When it comes to the act of coitus, my friend, I prefer
the actual thing.
Good.
Actually.
Look, let me tell you the guy.
All three holes are open,
right. I've never used anything like that on myself, but what Jesse just said about the women have all these crazy ass things that they can use, right?
So
all right.
Much.
I can't remember what year it was. It was like maybe around 2010. I came from Pittsburgh down to Daytona Beach to visit my mom. First time I've been to her house in 15 years or so, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I go in the bathroom. I'm sitting on the toilet taking a shit. Reach over. No more toilet paper left. There's this little wicker thing sitting next to the toilet. I open a drawer. I'm like, no toilet paper. Oh, a fucking foot massager. Right, so I pull it out. I'm rubbing my feet as I'm looking through the other drawers looking for toilet paper.
Okay.
So I'm done rubbing my feet. I throw the thing back in the drawer. Well, I thought this thing really was a foot massager until like 2 days later.
Oh, I
heard
a bulb on the front.
Dude, it looked like it had chicken pox. All
they
these big fucking knobs and shit.
They
look,
sell it at Target. Like
I thought it was a foot massager until like 2 days later.
It
I heard
is,
my mom on the phone talking to the doctor asking what the symptoms were for athlete's vagina.
Are you fucking kidding me? Hey. Hey. You ever got into your girl's shower and the fucking setting on the... You turn the shower on to take a shower and the setting's on pull.
Like, come on, that's not rinsing your hair. That's not rinsing your hair.
I was going to ask her, like, why is it that every time I get into the shower, it's on pulse? But then I stopped and thought about it before I said it.
Like, damn, I got a little dick.
He's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, never mind.
It works for your ass.
I sat on it and contemplated it for a while.
That shit's amazing. Dude, sometimes if I have one of those really bad shits, I'll turn that thing on to the pulse, and I bend over in the shower, and I stick it up there, and it just blasts the fucking shit out of
like
me.
Like an LMG with a full clip.
That's the poor man's bidet.
I'm convinced that's why that's there.
I should just get a Hello Tushy. You know?
Come on, I love you to death.
I'm convinced that's
why
it's
there.
Come on, I swear I love you to death, dude.
Listen, my grandmother used to have one of
the other...
Dude.
Practical application for such a setting.
My grandma used to have one of those fucking enema bags.
I'm waiting.
And she had an enema bag, dude.
I'm
waiting for the finish. Why did I lean forward and put my knuckles on my chin?
When I was a little kid, my grandma had one, and she used to always be like, fucking going and doing these animals all the fucking time.
I don't.
Listen.
Yeah. Enema.
Yes.
Are we air? We're not on video, so let me air quote.
It's a thing, though. I found out it's like a sexual fetish.
Yes.
And it blew my mind as a young child. I was like, my grandma used to have so many of those.
Yeah, like, why is she always filling a hot water bottle?
I just thought she liked Dr. Kellogg because he was a Seventh-day Adventist. And that's what he loved. Dude, that guy was a big proponent of yogurt enemas and all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Oh,
Dr. Kellogg, the guy that brought you Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, was into getting yogurt enemas.
Not like cereal and asshole juice
Seventh-day Adventist. Dr. Ben Carson, fucking Looney Tunes guy in public office because of Donald Trump. Seventh-day Adventist. They're not wired right, I'm telling you.
Which of the 7 days is Emergence Day?
Well, he still comes up on a Sunday, but Sabbath is Saturday. So, like...
Sabbath is Saturday?
Yeah, it's for the Jews, too, man. Sabbath
I thought it was
Saturday.
Sunday.
No, that's for fucking heathens.
I don't give a fuck what
no,
it is.
No, I'm just saying.
You know, fuck Jesus, Allah, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Everybody makes up a fucking day.
Wait, I shouldn't say fuck all that. I mean, that might have just killed some... Jews.
Carlin had a joke about it. He goes, the Jews give him Saturday. He's like, the Christians give him Sunday. He's like,
No. Keep saying fuck, but no.
The only thing that was cool about the Seventh-day Adventist men is that they didn't like jewelry. So they would get each other watches for engagement rings, and I was like, that's fucking awesome. I don't have to fucking buy you a ring. I'm going to get back into this religion. This shit's
I'm going to buy you a man's ring, and then when you don't like it...
And you couldn't have pork, and I was out. I was like,
fuck that. I don't care how fucking good ad you give.
So, okay.
I'm eating bacon, bitch. I'm the age of 21.
Yeah.
What? Say that one more time, just in case it wasn't our...
In case the microphone's missing. I did not enjoy bacon until the age of 21.
Hold on. If I can add something real quick, just to clarify, was there interactions with bacon that you didn't enjoy prior to that, and you only decided to enjoy it at 21? Or like, was there a dark side to bacon prior?
The dark side of it is having to say no.
What?
I had to on a few
fuck
occasions.
Your god.
Listen, when you're a kid and you go to a friend's house.
Brought to you by the people at Hormel.
Not by Henny _ Zombie.
In their household, they enjoy bacon in the morning for breakfast. But you're not supposed to eat it. So all you have is the eggs. Sometimes they're pretty good.
Dude, I've never...
How can you make something so delicious?
Have you ever seen somebody just cook scrambled eggs, put them on a plate, and just eat scrambled eggs?
No! Nobody
right?
did.
Thank you!
Yeah, so whatever God is against bacon,
isn't
fuck you.
Weird?
I'm sorry.
No, I did that.
Doesn't it feel weird?
Look how dark it's bad.
I did that.
No toast?
Oh, no, I had toast.
Okay.
No, it was pork toast.
There's no such thing. Stop it.
Dude, I'm surprised the pork industry in China hasn't tried to change the words of the Quran yet. Because they need another market.
I've never enjoyed toast until I was 21. But up until I had such bad experiences with toast.
Him having bacon for the first time at 21 is like a man having his first legal beer. He became a man at 21 for two reasons.
Hey, if he ate bacon for the first time at 21, he won't even think about pussy until he's like 63.
27. No, I thought about it.
Fuck pussy!
But...
Now they got microwave bacon!
That shit's horrible. That shit is so bad.
Microwave bacon to fucking what? I'm sorry.
Microwave bacon is the pussy of
food. Yeah! For fuck! Sucker! You beat me to it. Anyway. But I'm saying, what is your religion? What is your religion? Come on, for the people that don't know.
I'm atheist.
Well, what the fuck are you?
His dad was Turkish. He's Muslim.
Oh, do you ever eat Turkish bacon?
It's turkey bacon.
Oh, turkey bacon.
You just saw people were going around.
I always said that I enjoyed turkey bacon.
You guys
but
are on the boat.
I'm saying, if you only indulged in bacon for the first time.
I waited until my parents were out of town, though.
Huh?
I waited until my parents were out of town. And I got turkey bacon.
Yeah, I got I got a turkey naked.
Turkey bacon was his gateway drug to fucking real bacon. He's like, I gotta ease it. Nobody does real bacon on the first go.
I never thought about it.
and they were turkey bacon bits. I'll just have a turkey bacon bit.
I just knew that every time I was at somebody's house and they had like real bacon, like the shit smelled good, and I was like, I really want to try that.
That first time at the salad bar.
Oh, the breakfast! Is that breakfast?
That first initial taste.
Oh, that was delicious.
That first initial taste at the salad bar. It was so good. I'll cut my salad. Have you seen all of Tiger King yet? Have you seen all of Tiger King?
Yes.
I haven't.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so
that's fine. You go ahead and talk about
it. Oh, my God.
I'm going to see it.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. You ain't missing shit. You're going to watch the first episode.
I took a picture of this fucking sign on a business on the way back home, and it said, we're still here, unlike Carol Baskin's husband.
Oh, fertilizer.
And they had a picture of her, dude. I was playing Call of Duty Warzone.
There's all kinds of cool memes.
Dude, I was playing Call of Duty Warzone with a guy whose brother worked at Big Cat Rescue in Tampa. And he's like, yeah, my brother worked there. I was like, really? I was like, what happened? He's like, she put that guy to a tiger, dude.
You could have never seen a cat in your fucking life. Watch one episode and she'd be like, oh my God, that bitch fed her husband.
She said on the fucking documentary, she's like, yeah, the only way you can make a tiger eat a human is to spread fucking anchovy paste on him or whatever, anchovy oil or some shit like that, yeah.
The day he was reported missing, she broke into the fucking business trailer and stole the will.
She marinate him in a body bag.
I don't know.
Put him through a meat grinder.
Her brother was a fucking Hillsborough County deputy, and they never fucking DNA tested the meat grinder.
Hello, all you cool cats and kittens. Here's the best way to fucking get rid of your husband. I'm gonna put him through a meat grinder.
Her new husband? Her new husband is a cuck. She's got fucking pictures of him on their wedding day on the beach with a fucking collar around his neck, and she's yanking
him. Yeah, choking him, and he's going, I worked my whole life to make millions.
That guy's like, peg me.
I worked my whole life to make millions, and oh, God, does it just make me feel so good to give it to her.
Isn't half bad.
It's like that fucking the Bill Burr thing when he's going, oh, what's it like to be married? They grabbed her side. Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great. He's like, yeah, I worked my whole life to make millions, and I just love giving it to her for these fucking cats.
One of my favorite bits of his is like, he's like, what, you don't want to get a real job and then gradually grow to hate yourself and live in a cul-de-sac? He's like, hey, did you check out my new hose? It doesn't kink. And he's like, is it long enough to hang each other both with it?
Choke me to death, you fucking grimy bitch.
Because that's the only thing I give a shit about, your fucking garden. Dude, that dude's my spirit animal, but Carol Baskin sure as fuck killed her husband.
There's no doubt about it.
Bro, they found his van with the keys in the driver's seat at a fucking airport, abandoned, and then she said he went to Costa Rica. He left a note, he was going to Costa Rica. When she broke into the fucking place, that was his business. She cut the fucking chain off. She went into the office where the power of attorney kept the will and then changed the will from upon his death to upon his disappearance.
Yeah, upon his disappearance.
Changed.
Legally.
Changed it.
With a new power of attorney and nobody batted an eye.
Upon the slight, maybe possible chance of him going away and we can't find him and you guys suggest that I fed him to a tiger, I get everything.
Say what you want to about it, but the fucking uncle, the Elton John of tigers is fucking right on the money. Okay, the uncle of tigers. The uncle of fucking Elton John.
The uncle king.
Yes. Dude, the guy, the dude had enough fucking meth and money to make two straight guys go gay and marry.
And a gay chick be happy about getting her fucking forearm ripped off by a fucking tiger.
Dude, the only thing he was like, look, they filmed, he had everything filmed. Everything at the park was filmed. So they literally got on camera him after it happened. She's in the hospital, on the way to the hospital. He's in the office going, I'm going to never financially recover from this.
Yeah, there's no way ever.
That goddamn bitch, Carol Baskin.
And she was there like, yes, fuck it, with her fucking nubby. After the fucking fact, hey, I guess I asked for it,
dude. Okay, the fucking guy Travis, his second husband that was with him, was, they said he was so fucking blasted out on meth and fucking weed and shit.
Oh, dude,
He came into the office and went up to the guy that was the fucking campaign manager because Joe Exotic ran for fucking president in 2016. Yeah, so he's sitting there at the computer and he points a gun at him and goes, and he goes, what? It's not loaded. It's a whatever gun. It has to have a clip in it for it to fire. And he puts the gun up to his head, and you can't see him shoot himself, but you see the flash in the camera. And the guy was like, Travis.
And for some reason, he pulls out a yardstick, and he's like,
Joe Exotic at his funeral with his mother in the front row and his two sisters sings a song that he wrote about himself at the funeral, about the town he lives in. It's a country western song. By the way, he records country western music. I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, and a tiger saw a man. Pretty fucking good, actually. I was like, I'm in.
I was like, oh. Yeah, he's wearing leather.
I got that far in it, at least. But I stopped because I was sleepy. B, I was just like, man, I see the appeal.
Yeah.
But it's not working on me. I don't care. I don't care. Like I don't want to sit there and watch the rest of it.
Dude, I couldn't.
I know I've got time to. I've got the time.
Dude, you have slept more than Joe Exotic four times over. You could have half-assed paid attention and seen it three times.
Listen, a cat spends two-thirds of his life.
I tell you what, you need to watch that fucking show, The Expanse, man, in the living room. I'm telling you, that shit's awesome. I just got into it. I'm telling you, it's fucking
awesome. But this guy
awesome.
Sat on the couch yesterday, the day before yesterday.
So what the fuck does that mean?
Planet safe, man.
Dude,
what?
So
I'll feed you to my fucking goddamn pit bulls, motherfucker.
That's awful. Why would you do such
a thing? I don't know. I thought you were playing ignorant.
Bro, have you seen the fucking video of the poor black guy that was on the ground? On the ground with his hands behind his back and the fucking dog from the canine unit lashes onto his fucking calf and won't let go. He's already on the ground. He's not resisting. He has his hands behind his back. He's prone.
Did they tell the dog to stop?
And they're trying to pull it off.
Wait,
the dog
is
locked on
this?
His fucking calf. Oh. It's on Facebook right now. It's crazy. It's everywhere.
Did he have two prosthetics?
No. He might have
to. I'd be going, ow, no,
that's
I give up.
People are filming it, and they're going, don't fucking film it, and stop
filming
it, whatever.
Why was the dog?
And they're threatening to tase people that are trying to be like, hey, man, come on, what the fuck? And the guy's like, we're trying, and the dog's locked. They finally get it off of him, and dude's like, fucking a minute and a half later, the dog lets go, right? And so these cops, they'll sure as fuck shoot your dog when they walk in your yard. Like, real quick, like if the dog even growls at him, then
meanwhile,
bam.
His calf looks like fucking
they
hamburger.
They should have tasered that fucking dog or pepper sprayed it or fucking something to get it to let go, and they didn't give a fuck.
Like, the dog had whose leg in their mouth?
had this dude that was on the ground. They were going to arrest.
It was a police dog.
Yeah, they had him. They had him restrained on the ground with his hands.
Oh, and then the dog.
And then the dog backed on, and they were fucking lackadaisical.
That's putting it mildly. They didn't give a
fuck. They
were
taking their sweet fucking time with that shit.
And the guys on the ground. The guys on the ground.
They were like, stop. Stop! Fuck it.
Yeah.
Hey, stop it. Cut it out.
They were doing the old tap the leg and check the trunk trick.
You're safe where it is. Turkish bacon.
Yeah.
Turkish bacon.
So, we're hunkered down. Everybody's supposed to stay inside. This shit is supposed to be really fucking scary, and like I'm seeing all this stupid shit going on. Like, people don't seem to be taking this shit seriously, it seems like, to me, right?
Yeah, last time I was out, which was a few days ago.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
But God.
No, seriously.
No, this motherfucker has not left the house, though.
That's what I'm saying. He said a few days ago.
Well, that's like, when he stepped on the front porch and he was like, yeah. That's a beautiful day.
Yeah. No, he went. Oh,
no,
good morning.
I stepped out back and said that.
But oh, I shit myself.
He's like, but then I realized I was out of cheese, and I had to get to the Publix.
I got plenty of cheese.
He did it again. I like how he closes the door real abrupt, too. Like, that shit's totally going in there. It's just so fucking crazy. It's like he thought he had to fart, and then he was like, whoop.
I miscalculated.
It's a good thing you wore red. Now your shorts will just look maroon in the back. Oh, shit. So, anyways.
Why are you going through wallets?
Hey, don't worry about that guy. He'll be all right. Dude, now's got to be the perfect time to kill somebody. Like, right?
Well, yeah.
Dude, I was listening to Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky's podcast at Rom's house, and they were fucking saying, Tom was like, yeah, he's like, fucking who's going to say, like, oh, we didn't see Karen at work today. Yeah, like, nobody, dude.
Haven't seen them in a week.
This has got to be a serial killer's fucking dream right now. He's just prancing from house to house like a fucking, like, you know, one of those, like, cartoons of a thief, you know, where he's kind of, like, soft prancing as he's going. So he doesn't make a lot of noise. And he's just
on the tippy toes.
Right, creeping in the window, and he's like, someone's about to get murdered. He doesn't have to take the body anywhere. He can just leave it in the house. Right? Like, imagine a guy that has a syringe and he's got like an unlimited supply of some shit that'll just fucking kill somebody. At first glance, people are just gonna see them, they're gonna see no signs of foul play. And then they're just going to go like, oh, that's the COVID, and toss her in a fucking truck. Right? This is not incriminating, because I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm just saying that right now would be a super easy time to do it.
I've had plenty of time to play video games.
Right.
And I revisited Tom Clancy's The Division 1.
Yeah, the first one, yeah. The
first one.
It feels different, right?
No. It. I'm very familiar with the controls and everything, but
no. But I mean, it feels
there was an aspect of I saw it and I was just it had me chuckling. In this game, as you're wandering about the streets of New York,
yeah,
you see people that live there out in the streets. They're not doing so hot because it's, you know, winter time. It's
right.
Very cold. There's snow, but sometimes you'll see somebody start coughing uncontrollably. They fall in the snow.
I love how you, like, close the door as loud as humanly possible. You're like, hey, record's going on. Bang!
Oh, don't know what the fuck
it's
I'm
fine,
saying.
It's whatever.
I'm back.
And action!
We're back.
Coming to you live from the Rona Shit Is Real.
So they fall onto the ground into the snow. And they twitch for a little bit, and then they just kind of stop moving. And then that's it. You watch this person die from their fucking illness in the street, and you're...
Dude, you know...
Just trying to get...
You know how lucky you would be if that happened
move.
In real life? Be like, you alright? Oh, you're not alright.
You know how unlucky I am to have just shit myself to miss the beginning of that story?
Dude,
it was a video game.
I was playing.
Yeah.
I was playing Call of Duty Warzone, and I was like, I could just picture a social justice warrior going, "You should be ashamed of yourself, fucking killing imaginary people while real people are dying. You're an asshole."
While playing Call of Duty?
Yeah. I said I could just see that happening.
Oh, I thought you heard somebody say that. I was like,
oh
no,
he heard himself say it.
I just now, yeah, I wish. Honestly, but yeah, man, it like you go out and you don't fucking see, you see people just not giving a fuck. They're in parks, they're where they shouldn't be. Like, people take this shit seriously, man. This has the potential to completely alter the landscape of this country, and like people are gonna, businesses aren't gonna reopen, man. Some of them, and some of them will, but like. This is a hard time for people, and let's try to, like, be positive and stay inside and fucking, you know, ride this shit out together.
Get creative.
Listen to podcasts.
Make
fun.
Stuff. Enjoy stuff that's been created.
Yahtzee.
Somebody already made Yahtzee.
Never mind.
All the shit you've been meaning to do around the house that you never had time for.
Projects you wanted to work on, you never had the time. Like,
get to it. Get
parental
to it.
Responsibility.
You know, just stop it.
You know, buying a way better pocket pussy and still being disappointed. Do that
now. Bathing your children.
Bro, did you see AMC movie theaters say they're not going to reopen?
They're not going to reopen.
That's a ploy. That's a ploy.
It might be a ploy, and I thought the same thing. They're like, that's a good way.
Let's think about what Breaking Bad, too.
It was a legit source. Like, they released a statement saying that they may not reopen. Them!
What was the source?
AMC! Released a statement saying that they will. It's been all over social media.
No, that's a fucking ploy.
I'm not saying it's wrong. Look, Cheesecake.
You had Breaking Bad. Didn't they have Breaking Bad?
So what, like AMC?
You're good. You're good.
Or something, and it.
They
just
blacked. Yeah.
It's posted. Hey, by the way.
It's for real. I think Bloomberg Business reported it too. Like it's for real. They said they might not reopen, but the theater business has been in trouble, dude. It's not like. I honestly, after this all happens, I think there maybe will be a couple of movie theater chains that survive, but I think the model is definitely going to switch to rented at home.
Oh, yeah, our subtitled Kung Fu movies are coming back.
There's going to be like...
Coming back with a vengeance.
There's going to be a core few people that still want to have the theater experience, and they're going to open up in limited quantities like Dave and Buster's or something.
Like Dave
and
Buster's.
Yeah. Limited seven seating available tonight for Avengers 5.
Movie theaters, remember those?
It'd be the boy in the bubble in the theater.
They'll serve you a steak, a burger, whatever, you know.
They do that now.
Yes.
I understand that, but those places are few and far between.
I'm more of a snow caps kind of guy.
If they're
going to
reopen... And they're going to be like, we're back, baby.
No, we're back. We're back, baby.
It's been a while, but we're back. It was
real
like a Bon Jovi reunion.
Realistically,
Breaking Bad.
Movie theaters are the fucking payphones of the future. Like, that's what it is. Like, they're not
Breaking Bad too.
You're only gonna see them in bad neighborhoods.
In the movie theater, lock the doors.
Right.
Breaking Bad 2, starring
it'd
that
be
one
like,
guy.
It would be like driving down 50 through Pine Hills, just like.
Oh, Florida reference.
I
don't know. I don't know what that is.
Everybody that listens to our podcast knows.
Look it up on Google Maps, man. You'll get it.
Everybody knows.
Oh, I get it.
Everybody that listens to our podcast knows we are
Did
in the
look
great.
It up already?
We are in the great state of Florida.
Quick,
we're only a cut hair away from Carol Baskin. Like, listen, like. We're right here, man.
That shit had to happen in Florida.
We are in the state where Spring Breakers were like, woo, faggot. And I'm like, dude, at 20 years old, I would have been that guy on TV going, we came down here to party, dude. That's what we came to do. Like, fuck the COVID. If I get coronavirus, what it is, bro. It's meant to be. Yeah, cool. Meant to be. So a fucking a business that uses tracking data tracked 5,000 spring breakers from Florida all across the country when they dispersed from spring break.
Oh.
And then they charted the bloom in Corona everywhere they
Yeah,
went.
Dude, it was like within a 2.5 day period, there was 190
yeah.
fucking flights from New York to Florida.
Yeah.
190.
And our shithead governor was letting
them
in.
They don't got that much fucking sanitizer.
He was letting them in, dog. They just closed the state down. They just put fucking cops at the border. They just fucking did all this shit they should have done a long fucking time ago.
Is why I'm staying at home.
Stay inside, people. Stay inside.
Ah, fuck it. It's going to kill everybody that deserves to die anyway.
It's definitely, oh my God.
This is why I'm keeping
dude,
my distance from
this
you.
This reporter interviewed these people coming out of an evangelical church that was packed. And they were he's like, aren't you scared of getting the virus? She's like, no, I got the blood of Jesus on me, so everything's going to be fine. He goes, but you could give it to other people. She's like, I go to Walmart every day. She's like,
I go to Walmart.
Yeah. He's like, you're not worried about you're not worried about getting it? And she's like, I have the blood of Jesus. She was like, thank you very much. I have the blood of Jesus. So like,
oh, dude, I see that. They were like, mandatory lockdown for New York, especially this borough, this area, this neighborhood. And they had a priest on there going, no, Jesus, worshiping Jesus is mandatory. And he kept going and looking over his shoulder at the amount of people going into church on Sunday. And he was like, well, at least for about another 20 minutes, then we might have to consider locking the doors.
They arrested a pastor in Tampa for packing out his fucking church.
Oh, my God.
And these guys are literally fucking telling people, like, Jesus will spare you. You're right with the Lord. And that's fucking irresponsible. Like, look, religious or not.
Wow. You are so overboard. Like, I've always considered myself to be, and that's one of the reasons that I've always fucking loved you. And you too. But for you to say what you just said, it's irresponsible.
It
that is.
Is
flat out fucking stupid, greed, conniving, con
yes,
shit.
But I know. But I
but
know.
You sugarcoated
no,
it so much. Why don't you say what it really
oh,
is?
Oh, I'll tell you.
You
there are a bunch scheming, of
fucking,
backstabbing.
There
are a bunch of money grubbing
yes,
whores.
There it is.
And the fucking rents, dude.
There's the Jesse
and they
I
need
know.
To pack the fucking seats.
There's the Jesse
I know.
I know
that. I'm just saying.
There it is.
It's fucking
irresponsible. Hallelujah! Turkey bacon.
I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. You'll be covered in a sheet and stuffed in a refrigerator truck.
Long live turkey bacon.
While God is like, boom, got another one.
And you go, no, Jesus. Jesus deserves.
I
this
want
is a necessity.
You know what? Fuck it. I want them all in the churches.
Yes.
Packing
them and then burn them down.
We don't need to burn them down. You just lock them in. They like lockouts. Remember the church lockout? You'd go in there and it was boys and girls and they would tell you nobody was going to get finger blasted, but somebody always got finger blasted at the church.
Why do you think I became an honorable?
Dude,
I heard that was what the cool kids did.
Arguably the people that need the money the most, the Catholics have canceled church. If they're doing it, then the evangelicals should. But they're not. They're
oh
like,
no, the Catholics woo! Got fucking little boy butthole to fall back on. They ain't worried about money right now.
No. The altar boys have Catholic dick to fall back on. You had it fucking reversed.
Depending on which side you were on, yeah. Oh, and I need to apologize for my underwear in your fucking shitty-ass bathroom toilet. Because I shit myself twice from laughing so hard since I've been here. But hey, on the shitty note, don't forget to check me out on all capital letters, Henny_comedy on YouTube.
Yeah, his YouTube channel's great. He's got a fucking game show where you guess what's in his leg. You can win a gift card. He's got a pirate.
It's up for a limited time. BT Dubs.
Yeah, you gotta get in and make your guesses right now.
Like
there's
right
gonna
now.
Be a cap
this
coming
like
soon.
Yeah.
None of you fuckers are getting it right.
Nobody's even close. You're more on there with fucking insults than actual guesses, even though I do appreciate them. Because they're funny as shit.
What's in your leg? Your self-esteem.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cap this shit out at like 47.50.
No, listen, don't read the YouTube comments. Don't do that. That is the most toxic.
No. Come on. Bring whatever you got. I love it.
People that comment on YouTube videos. Listen, I've done it myself. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody.
Bumsack!
He's like,
on the airwaves!
Just to prove to you, my underwear are in your shit toilet. He's like, let me pull these shorts aside.
And I went to hide them in a drawer, but I found like 7 fucking IDs from dudes from various states. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Oh, wait. I mean, never mind. Edit.
They're all home safe.
They're all home safe.
They're all me. It's my wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Steve from Ohio. Motherfucker. Derek from Oregon. Motherfucker. How did you gain a foot and a half and fucking lose 60 pounds at the same time?
All of those guys went to Big Cat Rescue in Tampa, Florida.
Look at you, mister. That's not my bathroom, so I don't give a shit. Where did you put your underpants in my bathroom?
I told you, in the toilet. And
you
I
put
covered
in the
up.
Toilet?
I covered up. No, I mean, whatever the fuck the
did
thing.
You pull
oh, it's a
back
garbage.
Out?
No, I was trying to dispose of the 7 fucking random IDs I found in your fucking toilet paper club.
No, listen, you just showed him yourself.
Eugene from fucking Montana.
Thank goodness I didn't see it. I looked
and
away.
As far
I
as we know, he's telling Montana.
And I was like, I don't know what he's doing, but this guy's a wild kind of rough, so I'm looking away.
Unless you're a fucking Mormon or whatever the fuck them people are from Utah, there's no way that you have 7 different
so
height,
I'm guessing it's,
weight,
it's
and description than last name.
Underpants. If you're not wearing underpants, like
look,
Dan,
you want to see? Look.
I don't know. I don't care.
Look, ball
you
sack.
You already showed him.
Ball sack. One earless.
You do if you live in.
I heard
if you live
reaction,
on Sycamore.
And I know that you.
If your last name was Orlando,
yeah.
But you lived in fucking Saskatchewan. I'm out.
Oh shit. So, So the new.
Huddle up.
Squeeze it tight. Squeeze it tight. You don't have any underwear left.
Just get up and use the toilet
that's
again.
Fucked up.
Here's
that's
up.
Fucked up.
Yeah, go to the toilet again.
Thank you. Good night.
I fucking know what's in his leg.
Nah, you took the right one. You should have taken the left. The toilet's to the left. I guess
oh,
that's gonna wrap
sweet
it up,
Jesus.
Folks.
I'm Jesse Shadoos.
And I'm Kamal Altash.
Shit myself. That was awesome! You need to clean that fucking toilet. I said it, I'm seeing that.